Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
I want you to take your Bibles and open them to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, Romans chapter 8. Looks like they're going to put this thing up here. Romans chapter 8, and I just want to thank all these precious children and their workers. I want to thank them personally for their hard work in presenting this today. And our children are going to children's church at this time, so I'd like to dismiss them to head in that direction. We have children's church all but one Sunday a month. And next Sunday, being Easter, we're going to have all the children in here with us. So we'll celebrate Easter with the family all with us. But I also want to thank the children because I have been, for a long time, trying to get Dr. Patrick Englert on the front row of the church. And Watson pulled that off for me today. And I don't know if I enjoy watching the children more or watching their parents when we have those presentations, but it is a great blessing. The Lutheran pietist Philip Jacob Spinner said it most poetically when he said, "If the Bible was a ring and the book of Romans its precious stone, then chapter 8 would be the sparkling point of the jewel." Now, I want you to take out your bulletin. If you have your bulletin, I want you to go ahead and get that out because I want us just to review some things about chapter 8. If you look at chapter 8, there are some things about it that I just want you to be mindful of. And then we're going to finish chapter 8 today. And the first thing we learned about chapter 8 is there's no condemnation. I think this information is all there in your bulletin. Our victory in Christ from Romans chapter 8. There's no condemnation, verses 1 through 4. There's no defeat. When you are in Jesus Christ, there's no defeat. You ultimately win. And then one of the things that it brings comfort in life is knowing that we're not alone. No isolation. We have been adopted. And then number 4, great anticipation. The whole earth groans for the coming of the Lord. Sin caused something in even creation, in even the mountains, and even the soil, in even our physical lives. Sin marred the world. But we anticipate the coming of the Lord because, listen, folks, all things will be made right when the Lord comes again. And then, number 5, sweet supplication. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in prayer, that no matter what you're going through, the Holy Spirit is praying for you and praying with you. And then the 6th thing, God's sovereign hand. Isn't it incredible to know that the hand of a sovereign God is over your life? That's what we talked about last week. Now, the greatest truth that we have in this life is to know that God is with us. God's love is with us. When Jeremiah was called by God to be his voice, he didn't think he could do it. But God said this to Jeremiah, "I will be with you." When Gideon was called to lead out, he didn't think he could do it. But God said, "I will be with you." When Moses was called out to bring the people out of Egypt, he didn't think he could do it. But God said, "I will be with you." When David sinned, here was his prayer in Psalm 51, "Cast me not away from your presence." Ladies and gentlemen, listen, the presence of God in your life is the most comforting thing that you know. The presence of the love of Jesus Christ in your life. The disciples were told by the Lord Jesus, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We want to know that God is with us. And at in the sparkle of the jewel of this incredible ring of Scripture we find in Romans chapter 8, we find our very last point, no separation. And I would like to read these 5 verses. This is Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a way to end a remarkable chapter of the Bible. In some people's view, the crowning jewel of all of Scripture, right here in chapter 8 of Romans. There are three things that I want to draw your attention to, and we'll be done with this chapter. The first one is a strenuous reality. Paul is letting us know life is tough. Now, anybody that tries to teach you that if you give your life to Jesus, everything's just perfect. You never get sick, you never have a financial difficulty, you never have pressure at work, it's never difficult in school, it's never tough in relationships, it's not hard to raise kids, that's baloney. We have a Greek word for that, it's called baloney. And there's a strenuous reality to life that we're in. Even though we know God is with us, we have the anticipation of the coming of the Lord. We have the prayers of the Holy Spirit. We have God's sovereign hand on our life. Paul is a realist, and Paul says, I know life is tough. I don't want you to raise your hands, but if I was to ask you, have you been through anything that was so hard you couldn't believe that you had to go through it? I bet you just about every hand in this place would rise. A strenuous reality. He says, but what can separate us from the love of Christ? And then he goes into all these things. Tribulation. The word tribulation means trouble. It means pressure. In the Bible days, they would stand in a vat of grapes, and they would put pressure on the grapes. They would cause trouble. They would cause tribulation on the grapes. And there was a little hole at the bottom of that vat, and the juice of the grape would go out of that, and it would create the grape juice, the fruit of the vine. That is the same word for that pressure that is put on that grape. It's the same word he uses here. Is tribulation or trouble going to separate us from the love of Christ? Then he says distress. That is the word for narrowness, distress, being pressed in. One commentator says that the word tribulation is pressure from without. Listen, the word distressed or distress is pressure from within. We have it both ways, don't we? We have pressure from without. People putting pressure on us, and yet sometimes we beat ourselves up. Sometimes we have problems inside in our own heart and pressure from within. And then it says persecution. And that was a real possibility in the Roman world. And of course it is a possibility in our world. We see it all over our world. ISIS murdering and killing Christians all over the world. Wherever they can get their hands on them, they do that. And so he's talking about persecution. This is a strenuous reality, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to go through difficulty. Nakedness, meaning not able to have proper clothing. Peril, it means danger. And then the sword means execution. We see all that. A strenuous reality. I love this about the Apostle Paul. I love this about God's Word. God's Word, listen, is real. It deals with the realities of life. And folks, let me tell you what Paul is saying. He's saying to you, I know in this life until Jesus comes again, life is tough and can be tough. Just this morning, I mentioned to you about this prayer request from Joe Gibbs and his wife, Pat. Their son having brain problems. They don't understand it. Mayo doesn't understand it. Pressure, you see. Problems, a strenuous reality. But then he quotes, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for a slaughter. He's quoting Psalm 44:22. when he quotes that verse of Scripture. He's saying that we may face destruction. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. When you gave your life to Jesus, listen, you signed up to follow Jesus with all of your heart, and it will conclude in difficulty. I can promise you there will be difficulty. Of course, because of what sin has done to the whole world experiences difficulty, but just because you are a believer doesn't mean that you don't have difficulty in your life. But the exciting thing is you move to the second thing, a supernatural victory. Because in verse 37, he's going to sum this up, everything we've learned about the sovereign hand of God, about the anticipation of the coming of the Lord, about the Holy Spirit's work, about no defeat, about no condemnation. And he says this in verse 37, "Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Do you know that word, more than conquerors? You can circle that word, conquerors. By the way, that's a phrase that the old King James Bible translated that Greek word right there. And that phrase has lasted in almost every single translation, even the modern translations. They say that it words it so well, the summation of what Jesus has done in our lives, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, that's where Nike comes from. The word Nike is from this word. It is embedded in this word, although it means super Nike is what it's saying. Nike means victory. And here it is saying we are winning a most glorious victory. Kenneth Weiss says it this way, a surpassing victory. In other words, you think you're in victory when you give your life to Jesus Christ. Ultimately, you are in a surpassing victory. That means you overcome the difficulties that you face. I heard recently, was reminded recently about Captain Jerry Coffey, who was a naval pilot, who was shot down in 1966, and he was captured and taken to what was known then as the Hanoi Hilton. He stayed in a prisoner of war camp for 7 years. And he got in that prisoner of war camp, and he saw on the wall this phrase, God equals strength. And as a result of that, he began to communicate with his fellow prisoners. They created a method of communication with tapping. They took the alphabet down to 25 letters, and they had all these codes, and they learned foreign languages. They learned history. They had classes. He says that one time he was in that 4x6 cell, and he looked out and he saw his captor, and he actually felt sorry for his captors because they were in a land of communism, and he knew that he was free. Even though he was in that cell, he was free. I would call that a surpassing victory. In the midst of difficulty, he knew that he had victory. And I want to encourage you today that the Bible hits us with reality. There's difficulties that we face. I've said this before, and I just want to remind you, you're either going into trouble, you're in trouble, or you just came out of trouble. Trouble is a part of life. But Paul is saying to us in this crowning jewel of the Scripture here, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, the third thing, and I'll be done, a settled persuasion. He sums it up in verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded. That means I am convinced. He was very personal to the Apostle Paul. He said, I stand convinced. And then he gives these extremes on both sides. He's just trying to give us another illustration of it. He says, I am convinced in verse 38 that neither death nor life, that's one extreme, death or life, angels or principalities, powers or things present, nor things to come, height or depth, nor any other created thing. Just in case he didn't cover it, he says, any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul knows this, that if you and I know, no matter what we're going through, listen, God. Now, we throw that word around. The world throws it around. You can watch any network television news broadcast, and the word God is in it all the time. But here's the deal. When you know the God creator of this universe, the one who spoke the stars in place, the one who created the mountains, the oceans, this earth, the universe, who wrote this word, you can virtually go through anything knowing that the God of the universe is with you. And that's what he's saying. He's telling you nothing can separate you from the love of God. Death, life, angels, principalities, or demons, things present, things to come. Nothing can affect the believer. Nothing can come between God's presence and God's love in the life of the believer. And he concludes it this way. This last week, they had a special presentation in the rotunda of the Capitol. Jack Nicklaus, the great golfer, received the Congressional Gold Medal. Now, I don't know if you saw that, but you can watch it on several videos and news outlets and things like that. It was an amazing presentation. I just heard wind that he was going to win that thing, and so I got on there and watched it, and something happened in that presentation that reminded me of the truth that I'm talking about. It reminded me of the truth that, listen, when you're living your life, you can know that the love of God is with you. The presence of God is with you, even in the difficulty. As a part of that presentation, they had Jack Nicklaus's son make a presentation or give a little speech there, a little message, and he talked about his dad. And he said that all of his life, everybody's always said, what is it like to be Jack Nicklaus's dad? And so he'd always would say, he's just my dad. And he really didn't give much of an answer to that. He'd just say, he's just my dad. But he said when all this was happening with the Congressional Gold Medal, he began to think about it. And he said, I've got a story to tell you about it. He said that I want to take you back to the 1986 Masters. Now, folks, I realize you may not be a golf fan, but the Masters, Patrick's from Augusta, Georgia. Are your folks still here? Are they here? They had to go back. But his parents live in Augusta. But anyway, the great tournament's about to happen up there, the Masters. Anyway, Jack Nicklaus in 1986 was 46 years old, and he came back and won that tournament. And his son was describing the last nine holes of that tournament. And he said his dad just was playing incredible. He said, we're standing on the 18th green. I'm his caddy. He said, what is my job? My job is to hold his clubs. My job is to hold the stick, the flag, and take the flag out and put the flag back. He said, my dad made the last putt in the 86 Masters, and he said it went in, and he shot a 65, and he was going to win the Masters. And he immediately went down, got his ball out, and acknowledged the crowd. And he said, here I was, his son. And my job was the mundane job of going and putting the flag back in the cup. He said, it just almost stood still. And he said, I just took the flag and he said, I put it in the cup. And he said, this was my dad's crowning achievement. And everybody was applauding and acknowledging him. And it was Jack Nicklaus's day. I put the stick in the cup, and he said, when I turned around, he said, my dad was right there with a smile looking at me. Little Jackie Jr. said, in his crowning moment, he said, my dad was standing there. I put the flag in, I turned around, he was standing there like this. And then he said this, he said, he included me in that moment. He said, I have never felt more accepted. I have never felt more loved in my whole life than when he was at the pinnacle moment. He hugged my neck and we walked off arm in arm. Can I tell you what I thought about? You're having a tough year. You're having a tough situation. You're under some of the things that the Bible was talking about there. Pressure, hello, tribulation, distress. There's pressure from without, but then there's that word distress, which means narrowness. It means you feel like the world's closing in on you inside. Can I tell you this? When you turn around, God Almighty, the Lord who is mighty in power, the holiest one of all, is standing there with his arms just like this. Hey, listen, that happened to me in a small way. Benny was my buddy in high school. We were in high school together, played tennis. He beat me all the time, but anyway, when I was a teenage boy, about to be a junior in high school, I was wondering what life was all about. And these guys, Benny and some other guys that these guys know, they were my friends. And I went to a youth camp and I was all mixed up. My dad had died the year before of cancer. I was a teenage boy with just me and my mom, and I was all mixed up. But I want to tell you something. In that camp, there were several hundred kids there, probably 400 or 500 teenagers there, but I felt like it was just me. And the Bible was taught, and the gospel was shared. It was almost like in the midst of my difficulty, I turned around, and guess what I saw? I saw Almighty God smiling at me and saying, come home, son. Come home. And I gave my heart to Jesus. And I want you to know that whatever you're going through, the difficulties you face, you wonder where God is. Paul says it, death or life, angels, demons, height, depth. And just in case you wondered, any other creature, nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Has that happened to you? Maybe you're not a believer in Christ. You need to know that in the midst of the difficulty you're in, that there's a God who loves you. He says that he died on the cross. We celebrate it next week, but folks, can I tell you this? We should celebrate it every day. Because every day of our life as a believer, the God creator of the universe is standing there with open arms to receive us and to change us. The gospel is for you if you don't know Christ. Maybe you're a believer and you're hurting. You're going through difficulty. You're going through pressure, tribulation. I just want you to know, put the stick in the cup and turn around. Because I can tell you on the authority of God's holy word, you will turn around and you will see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with outstretched arms to receive you just the way you are, and he will change you from the inside out. That's the gospel message. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.